Ready, set, go!
This is the Checkpoint Radio Podcast. Tune into our weekly radio show. For more information, go to checkpointradio.com. Here are your hosts, Nate Bender, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan.
Checkpoint reached.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Welcome to the Checkpoint Radio Podcast from Checkpoint Radio. I'm going to even forego the whole intro. Listen, guys, we are back from E3 2018.
This is, and when you say back, you mean literally.
Literally, we just landed not even an hour ago, and we're already back in studio in front of the cameras over at twitch.tv/checkpointradio and doing a podcast for you guys. Welcome. This is the uncensored, exclusive, and extended conversations from the nationally syndicated show, Checkpoint Radio. And I did that off the dome.
You did.
Yes. How long has it been, you know, taking into account the time zones, since you've slept?
Well, we got up at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
On Thursday.
All right, well, let's set the scene. We went to bed last night around 1:30 in the morning.
But Nate did not. He was up the whole night.
He stayed up. But our bodies were on Eastern time still.
So that means
that's your fault. It was like six days.
He woke up at 8 a.m. on Wednesday.
Yeah.
He hasn't had sleep since then.
Yes.
And I think you only had 4 hours because you were editing the show Tuesday night.
That is correct.
How are you even alive?
I mean, I did sleep a little bit last night.
Oh,
just
a little
bit.
I mean,
a power nap,
a couple hours.
Y'all were very asleep when I packed it in. But anyway, yeah. So very little sleep that I'm running on personally at the moment. But we're all fairly exhausted, still trying to kind of take in the entire 6 days of insanity that is E3.
Yeah.
But
we knocked it out of the park, though.
I think we did, man. I'm really excited. So on the podcast this week, again, this is super unorganized. We don't have a plan. We're not going to be reviewing what's on this week's show. I'll just tell you, it's all of what was at E3. So
yeah, it's literally E3.
If you want our perspective of E3 being on the show floor, broadcasting from the show floor, make sure you check that out. If Checkpoint Radio is not on in your city, then
get it on in your city.
Then you can check
Riot.
It out. You can check it out when it gets uploaded over at our website, checkpointradio.com, on Tuesdays. So we're going to do just kind of like a bit of a stream of consciousness, travel podcast.
Yeah. That's cool.
Remembrance of what was going on.
The Vegas special.
Yes, absolutely.
Tales from E3.
But there's one more. There's actually kind of like one more thing that that I want to get the chat in on. We want to get, one of the things that we weren't able to do as much, especially when we were recording the show, was interact with you guys. We love interacting with you guys and getting your perspective on the announcements that were going on out there. And if you have any questions that you have for us, feel free to put them in our Twitch chat right now. We'll go ahead and answer any questions that are out there, and hang out and interact with you and just kind of talk about the entire week. So this year's E3 was, I think, miles better than last year. And I'm not just talking about our own presence there and our own organizational aspect. I'm talking about the entire convention.
Well, the first thing you got to start with is that press and industry were allowed in like 3 hours before the general public, to which usually people say, oh, that's so awful. And that's no. I am telling you right now, that is the only way we got to do anything.
Yeah,
all the difference.
At E3. It made all the difference. That change alone from last year made it exponentially better.
Yeah, absolutely. So we had a very productive week of getting shown some of the latest games that are in development, talking and meeting with people, just doing some networking. Christine had us so tightly scheduled that we were just going, going from one meeting to another, and
barely had time to eat in some cases.
That's very true.
Which, by the way, we're going to thank Christine once again for the color-coded schedules and with laps or maps and lines of which building you need to go to at what time.
It was incredibly helpful.
Even if she couldn't tell the difference between Warhammer 40K Mechanicus and Warhammer 40K Chaos Bane.
The makers don't know the difference.
Your superpower is management.
To be fair, though, the one that she messed up on that game was way better than the one I was supposed to go and play.
So
it was fate.
So let's just talk about what was going on when we first got out there. We actually had a nice bit of downtime before things got started. EA was the first day we were on the plane when EA's press conference was going on, and I'm kind of glad for that because we weren't even tempted to go.
No, not at all.
And
we won't
that
be tempted next
show.
Year.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would be. But by the time we finally landed in LA, had a nice amount of time to just kind of get acclimated with the city. One of the best things about California is the legal marijuana. And so, being a connoisseur of cannabis myself, I insisted that we go find a dispensary. And that was really an interesting trip. I have to say, that was very educational to see you guys in a dispensary. You were very uncomfortable, Joe, I have to say.
Can I talk about this? Is this okay?
I'm actually wondering.
It's a podcast, and if Westwood One has any problem with it, they can email me personally.
Okay.
I'd
like they would.
I'd actually like Norris to give your perspective.
Here's the thing. It's legal. Everything that happened is perfectly legal.
So at first, I wasn't going to go, because you get buzzed into the waiting lobby, and there you have to show them your ID, and then they buzz you into the purchasing lobby, and then they buzz you out into the main hall again.
See, he's painting a very vanilla picture of this whole scene here, right? So you
very
go
accurate
in,
picture.
No, but you go in, and then you have the.
To be fair, Joe is vanilla.
No, he is not. But
really?
Anyway, so you go in, and he's right.
With
you
a
get
hint of
in.
Gay, yeah.
Yeah,
very vanilla.
Gay vanilla.
Gay vanilla.
I mean, that's kind of rainbow, right?
Yeah, like, there's, gay like, vanilla.
There you go.
Yeah.
Gay vanilla.
Superman.
I'm kinky as fuck. This is weird.
But anyway, the whole thing is he goes into the purchase area, right? And me and Nate are kind of already in there browsing, if you will. And Joe immediately turns into Farm Boy 101, walks up to the counter and goes, "Hey, so guys, I've never done anything like this before."
That's pretty close to accurate. Yeah. First of all, what he asked was, "What would you like?"
Yeah.
And I have no fucking idea. I don't know. What is the appropriate way to say, "I have never done this before. I don't know.
I just know what I want. I just know that there are several pornography films that start exactly that way.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like this before. You were getting the side eye in that
shop.
If
I hadn't had the $15 to pay, I would have had to do something. But I did have the $15 to pay, so.
Yeah. So,
that said, I did not, because I don't like smoking. It really fucks me up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I did an edible.
Yeah.
Which, that was fucking good.
Yeah.
That was delightful.
I just wanted to compliment California's weed for a second.
Yeah.
It was very good.
I mean, you didn't even have to say what you got out there.
No, that's fine. You'll attest to this.
Yeah.
Coming back the one day when Robbie and Christine stayed down to get the towels, literally, I'm sitting in the elevator as we're going up with my head up against the elevator, and this is big stupid grin on my face.
Yep.
Kind of like
just
in
being
mid
a
laugh.
High, you're being a high on.
At the after party, I literally tweet out, "Man, The Sims is crazy. you can become a chess grandmaster just playing with yourself.
No. Here's the funniest thing. We're watching the keynote.
How thought is that?
We're watching the keynote. He just starts looking at his hands.
Yes! That was the first thing that he
just
did.
Goes. He's just looking at his hands.
I'm like, here we go.
Here we go. I'm like, Joe, you good? He's just like, yeah, man, I feel my hands.
I said my hands are super tingly.
I've never thought about having hands before, man.
His exact words were one of my hands is on fire. That's
yes,
what he said.
You're right.
No, at first I said it was tingly, and then I was like, okay, these are like on fire now, because they did start getting like really hot.
Oh, man.
But we actually do have one of our first questions of the podcast from Pelly over here in the chat. He says, grade each studio's presence on the show floor and compare it to their press conference.
Interesting.
Oh, presence on the show floor.
Okay.
Because
right.
A lot of times it is better.
I'm going to actually start with Square Enix, who we scored very, very low.
D-.
Like, yeah, big D-. It was very underwhelming. I think I had set my expectations too.
Floor presence?
Yes.
Was great.
On point.
I'd give him an A.
On point.
It was great. Because
it was probably one of the best on show.
If not the best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If not the best.
They had a whole section dedicated to Tomb Raider that was amazing.
The Tomb Raider area was really great. Have you guys ever been to a jungle setup?
Have you ever been to like the Rainforest Cafe?
Yep.
It was that.
I'm pretty sure that they had just taken props from that. the Rainforest Cafe.
And the 14 area was set up like a kind of like the Domin. Far Asian type of pagoda looking thing that was set up. It was really, really cool.
Their whole section was great. And also, they do their merch shop outside of the attraction, right?
So
their merch shop
traffic.
Is actually across the aisle from the rest of everything else. So you don't have that huge line like just for the merch shop.
They did a great job this year. They did a great job with crowd flow. Mm-hmm. They did a good job with keeping appointments as well.
And the lines this year, they were like so much better about being like, if the line is capped here, come back in 30 minutes, go away.
Yeah. Capcom had another really cool booth too, because when they announced Resident Evil 2.
The whole thing with the Raccoon Police Department.
Yes, it was a replica of the Raccoon City PD, and they had a crashed police car with like a zombie actor underneath it. It was really cool.
Yeah.
But you know who was really shitty, in my opinion, was Microsoft.
They weren't even in the building.
That's the point.
No, here's the thing. None of us, in all fairness, none of us saw Microsoft.
Or even realized.
Like Microsoft's floor presence, because they were in a completely separate building.
Where the presentation was, to be fair.
Yes. And here's the thing, is that I think that was both good and bad.
Yep, I agree.
Because Microsoft takes up a lot of floor space. I don't know if you remember last year.
Oh yeah,
Xbox was taking up.
Yeah,
but I feel like companies like Square Enix got an opportunity to step it up because Xbox was outside. But here's the thing: it was like kind of the only one. Like right there, you had the Microsoft Theater for all the Microsoft stuff. You had the Don Chente nightclub
for the indie stuff.
There was also Indiecade inside. On the floor as well,
but pretty much everyone else was in the convention center.
Yeah.
You know, another one, surprisingly, I thought Bethesda's show floor wasn't great.
I didn't think it was that cool. I mean, they had an escape room.
That was cool.
Which was cool, but yeah. I mean,
but their show floor, their presentation, S+.
Yeah.
One of the best I've ever seen at any E3.
Yeah. Yeah. Todd Howard went out there and killed it.
Yeah.
Their show floor.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Well,
yeah.
I think Nintendo basically setting up Smash Stadium.
Nintendo was one of the most improved over last year. That was really cool.
Well, because remember last year they did the whole Mario Odyssey thing, and it was like it was a big block.
You couldn't see anything.
You couldn't go. Yeah, you couldn't see into it. You had to enter into it and then kind of like look around.
Yeah,
at what was
yeah.
It. And it was really, it was not inviting.
No.
Is what it was.
No.
This year having the big huge screens with Smash on it
and the stages,
everyone could see the stages.
The Smash stage was great. I actually got to.
It was awesome.
Almost got to the top. Somebody cheated. But the other cool thing about it, if you actually walk down like where they split the Pokemon stuff to one side, Smash to the other side,
yes.
They had these displays of like like items or artifacts from each of the fighters. Like the Master Sword was there. Yeah. DK's tie was in like a giant case.
Dude,
just all kinds of.
Here's what I gotta say about. Here's what I have to say about Nintendo though. That looked like an esports presentation.
Sure did.
That Smash stuff. That looked like a maybe a testing ground esports presentation.
Sure did.
But
you're
funny
not wrong.
Story. So
not
I'm,
wrong
I'm,
at all.
I'm walking out of getting my getting hands on with Smash, and I'm walking back towards Sony, and I see Soken from Final Fantasy 14, the guy who you know. Everybody still likes because he does all the music.
Right.
And he's walking past and, you know, he doesn't have anybody with him. He's just kind of hanging out. And like a huge like demo reel of Smash comes across Nintendo's gigantic screen. And literally a just childlike grin came over his face. And he turns around and he looks at me and he goes, "Hey." He just waves at me and I'm just like, "Hey." And it was so strange, but it was also so awesome.
Yeah.
Because here's a guy who's been in the industry since forever.
Yeah.
That instantly got turned back into like a 12-year-old kid.
Totally. Oh, dude, totally. So the guy from the Bethesda presentation who wasn't Todd Howard, right?
Yeah.
Not Todd Howard. I don't know his name. I feel
really
bad. I
actually tried to look it up for you and I couldn't figure it out.
I feel really bad.
Is his name Phil?
His name is not Todd Howard.
His name is not Todd Howard.
Not Todd Howard. Not Todd Howard.
So anyway, he was just kind of hanging out next to the ESO, the ESO stuff, which was directly next to the ESL arena that was out there. And of course, I'm trying to hand off my business card to anyone in ESL gear that I can find.
Totally.
By the way,
no one was there.
I don't think anyone from ESL was there. I think they were all AT&T employees. Anyway, no, because it was like AT&T brings you the ESL whatever, and I couldn't actually find anyone from ESL, but he's just kind of taking a minute, and I can tell that he's taking, like he's actively, like, trying to, you know, decompress for a second. And I go up to him and I'm like, "Hey man, I don't want to bother you or anything, but I just got to tell you that you guys blew every presentation out of the water." He's like, "Oh man, that feels really good." And I'm like, Have a great
E3.
Have a great E3.
You know that moment where you see them and they're like clearly trying to like catch their breath, and you're like, "All right, got to make this quick, in and out."
Right. And it's not like a "here's my business card, this is what I do" situation, right?
Yeah,
like it's just
totally.
Like from one fan, like you just got, like, I just want to be able to tell
you
this.
You gotta get props.
Yeah,
you just
absolutely
gotta get props.
And that was awesome. That was that was like one of my little highlights of E3. What about you guys? I mean, I know Norris, you had said that you had that little moment with Soken. Did you guys get to kind of like run into?
Yeah, I got to meet the team manager of Team Secret, which is an awesome esports team.
Yeah,
they're qualified for the international for Dota 2, and that was just like, it is really the most random moments that you like meet people.
Yeah,
because I had gone over, like, one of the things I was super looking forward to was the return of the acai berry
granola berry
banana bowl. Because like last year we had a day where we were all kind of lagging. We were wiped out. I was hungover. And Christine took us, and we got one, and it was like an instant cure. I was great and ready to go again. So I was looking forward. I got one. I sat down. I start eating. I'm just enjoying it. And I look over to the left, and a guy sits down, and his little badge. By the way, if you're ever at E3, you will find yourself just like staring uncomfortably at people's chests and stomach all the time.
So you can see what org they're from.
Yeah.
Yep. So I see Team Secret on there. I'm like, "Oh, okay, Team Secret esports team. I should you know, this is a contact I should be trying to make."
Yeah.
And so I quickly just like whip out phone, Google his name. "Oh, he's the manager of the team. Great. Okay, great. Let's talk."
That's
so
great.
We just struck up a conversation, hit it off. It was
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice guy?
I will
very
say,
nice guy. He was nice. Very nice.
That's
I will
cool.
say outside of Soken, one of the big things for me, you know, strictly sticking to E3, was the pre-party we went to.
Oh yeah,
there were a lot of story threads going on at the same time at that
party.
Boy,
were there!
But I think the most interesting one is Joe's kind of being a high on behind the speakers. We're all fairly trashed at this point.
Yeah, we'd consumed a little bit.
We were mixing light and dark. It was all bad.
Yeah. It was I find Joe.
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes,
You like tap my shoulder and you're getting ready to say something, and I'm like, "Hold up."
Yeah.
2 feet to my left. That's Angry Joe, right? I'm not crazy.
And I look and I'm like, I think so.
It could be. Enter Norris from the ether, if you will. And Nate says, hey, I think that's Angry Joe. And I turn around and I go, hey, Joe. And then he looks and I say, yeah, that's him.
So
I also really quick need to give a shout out. We met a fan out there who's been following us since the LBR days.
Yeah.
Who bought... Had it not been for him, I would have only had half the amount of alcohol that I did.
He
so
did. Yeah, he bought us a lot of drinks.
Appreciate it, man. He was really, really looking out
he
for
looked
us.
Out.
He bought us a lot of drinks, and those drinks were not cheap.
No, they
nah,
were not.
Those
they
were drinks in L.A.
Yeah. Those were expensive
LA,
drinks.
Yeah, L.A. drinks are not cheap.
And they were also a little light on the alcohol.
Yeah, you noticed that, too.
Yeah, a bit light. Yeah.
A bit light, a little weak.
Yeah.
A little weak.
Yeah. But not overall. That was like Face It and Monster Cat. They know how to fucking throw a party.
Yeah, they definitely do.
The DJs were killing it.
I understand that the Twitch party was not as lit. So no. here's a funny run-in story for you guys, right? So we were inquiring about possibly trying to get into the Twitch party, right?
Yes.
So, you know, we're partners, got the band,
we
right?
Are.
You know, Limit Break Radio is a Twitch partner.
We're partners and an affiliate.
And I was just like, hey, and by the way, the reason that we were even inquiring about the Twitch after party, which normally I wouldn't be caught dead at something like that, is because Grindcraft was playing, and Grindcraft is legit one of my favorite DJs.
Right.
And I was like, an opportunity to see Grimecraft, I'm fucking there.
Totally.
But so I go up to the, you know, I'm asking, I'm like, hey, where can I get information about the after party? Go ask those two people back there. All right, fine. So I walk back and I'm like, hey, what's the after party situation looking like? And she's like, we got a 200 plus waiting list. And I was like, all right, forget it.
No worries.
Screw
I'm out.
Screw that.
That party must have been lit.
Yeah.
You think
one
so.
Would think. Yeah, that's not what Twitter says. Twitter says that it was a little bit more like, your freshman high school prom.
Ooh.
Oh, once in a lifetime experience.
No, more like half the room on one side, half the room on the other side, and like eight people dancing.
Oh.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Oh. The Face It party was way better than that.
Way better.
It's because it was mostly press.
That's true. It was mostly press who
press
know
likes
that they're
to
not
drink.
Press,
well,
press
and they
drinks.
Also know they're not going to get a break for the next 3 days.
That is
exactly.
True.
They're like, we are getting fucking drunk.
That is true. So I was in the end, I was actually kind of glad to have missed that lame ass Twitch party.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
But here's the actual little nugget of the story.
The punchline, if you will.
That's right. You know who came up right behind me and asked if they could possibly get into the after party?
Uh-oh. Ninja?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I think they would.
Ninja doesn't have
probably,
to ask to go
yeah,
to
they
the
probably
Twitch
probably
would
just invite
the
him.
The fuck is wrong with you, Joe?
Angry Joe. He showed up again.
It was not Angry Joe.
Damn. Who?
The Wham Network.
No.
Yes. The Wham Network. And I almost did. I almost let out an audible noise when he said the Wham Network.
What did they say?
So wait, an actual person?
Yeah, wait, an actual
it?
Person.
Hold
and,
up.
And
I
not just that. Not just that. He goes. Hey, yeah. My producer tells me that we should be on the list.
You
for,
don't have a producer
for the after party. And she's like, What's your organization? He goes, the Wham Network. I bite my knuckle so hard that it cracks.
Yeah.
And she's going through her list and she goes, yeah, you're not on this list.
Okay. I was like, if they were, I'm like, you should have been like, I have 50 times their viewership.
she goes, yeah, you're not on this list. And he's like,
I don't believe in magic.
He goes, he's like, are you sure? And she's like, yeah,
I'm sure.
I'm really sure. He's like,
didn't have a grand total of 4 viewers last week.
That's like their max.
I like to think
that's the most I've ever seen them have.
The list is just all their people and their viewer counts next to it. So they go down and see like average viewer count for Wiener. Four, like, you're not on this list.
I'm sorry. I think that is actually kind of part of the process because, you know, when they've got like a lounge area, and they had this
right.
at last
yeah,
year's
yeah,
E3
yeah.
as well,
nothing
where if you're a partner, you can just kind of come and either,
hang, yeah.
Yeah, either decompress or network or
yeah.
whatever,
yeah.
right?
Whatever like, you need to do.
Yeah, it's got a little bar in there. It also had like a meet and greet area, I guess, whatever. Anyway, so... when you go up and you're like, hey, like last year, right? Like, I'm like, hey, I'm a Twitch partner. I think I can probably get in here. We never like contacted them before.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, well, what's your channel? Limit Break Radio. Oh, yeah. You qualify. Go ahead.
Great.
You know,
easy enough. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I bet it. I bet you it was something like that where they were like, what's that follower account?
They have access.
Totally. Yeah. Totally.
No.
So I was thinking, you know, we're talking mostly about E3.
Yes.
But one of our big experiences.
We actually got to switch gears. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was actually going to say, since we're doing so much OWL next week, we could podcast our experience at Blizzard Arena next week.
That could
be next week's podcast.
There you go.
It's not a bad idea
because we have an hour's worth of conversation.
At least.
There.
At least, that is
a whole podcast unto itself.
Yeah, it really is. If you guys were following us on social media, been watching the IRL streams that we were doing, you know that we got invited to go to OWL, our last day of E3.
As press.
Joe, I agree with you. I think that's a great idea for next week's podcast. Mm-hmm. So all I'll say to just, you know, get you guys to download next week's podcast.
It was fucking lit.
They know how to treat a girl. Let's put it that way.
It really was amazing. Like, it really, it was an experience. Like, it may have been even the highlight of all of
The whole
three.
It might have been.
That illuminated.
It was for me. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. Those they really know how to treat you and make you feel special.
Fallen.
All right. I mean, we're at like 30-ish minutes.
I'm at my wit's end.
Yeah. We're kind of at our limit here, guys. Did we?
I've got 35 hours of work over the next 3 days.
Did we have any questions? Any other questions in the chat that we wanted to?
Yeah. Just here's one.
Rapid fire them.
What do we eat? What do we eat? We
got acai, a lot of burgers. Duck burgers.
Duck.
Sushi.
Berry bowls.
Oh, yeah. You can even watch. Dude, you can watch us eat dinner at the sushi place if you go and check our VODs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was actually really good.
I think my favorite place was the place. We actually met with Fusion from Gamer Escape.
Yes.
And, for his birthday. Whatever that place was that we went
to. The brewery, yeah.
That was my favorite place.
Oh, my God.
My favorite thing is that damn acai bowl I had at E3.
Only because it was a lifesaver.
I love those things. Not this year.
No, this year
we just had it for fun.
This was for fun.
And it was still delicious.
Oh. A couple of other things I wanted to mention. I wanted to say shout out to Logan, an Extra Life kid that we met at the Extra Life booth. Got to talk to, hang out, and get to know. He is an excellent, excellent young game designer. That's what he is studying to be. So
super awesome.
All the best to you, Logan. It was a pleasure to meet you and your family. And also a big shout out to Ryan Fairchild, who we got to meet over at the Extra Life booth.
Awesome, awesome dude in person.
That was really cool to, you know, have someone who we've had on the show that was really, really cool. We collected tons of interviews. We collected tons of material while we're out there. And between now and Wednesday, we're going to be going through that and organizing it and figuring out how to present our next episode. So you guys can look forward to on our next episode, a whole bunch of interviews. Let's try to preview.
All right. We've got Smash Z. New hardware.
Yeah.
We've got Mutant Football League.
Cool.
You had Phantom Doctrine?
Not Phantom
the
Doctrine.
The one that we always forget the name of.
Yeah.
Kooky will know the name of it.
Why do I? I actually love this demo. I actually really love the demo, but I cannot remember.
Should we spoil our OWL names that we got?
No. Okay. We got a ton.
The whole second hour is dedicated to OWL interviews, and we got some awesome ones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Spectrum Retreat.
That is the one. There's a lot of really cool conversations that we have that we're looking forward to presenting to you guys next week on the show. So make sure that you're here Wednesday at twitch.tv/checkpointradio for when we go live with our shows on Wednesdays.
And we plan to see all of you guys back on Wednesday.
Yes.
Every last one of you. All of you.
That's right.
All of you.
That's right.
It's hot as balls in here. I'm tired.
We did it, though.
We're done. We made it.
And nobody's sick. Norris, remember, you were dying last year.
Nobody's sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
But yeah.
All right, that's going to be it. I don't even have, I have no script. I don't know the
outro.
You
don't know how to do this, do you?
Listen, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Checkpoint Radio podcast from Westwood One and the Westwood One podcast app. Everyone's listening. Download it to your phone so that you can take episodes of Checkpoint Radio on the go with you everywhere. Checkpointradio.com for all things Checkpoint Radio, including our coverage of E3, which will be out on Tuesday. And, of course, if you're listening to this on the podcast, make sure you go over to Twitch.tv/Checkpoint Radio. Follow if you love this. If you love the content, hit that subscribe button. But also make sure that you get alerted every single time that we go live. Bye. Guys, thank you so much for checking out our E3 presentations and the Checkpoint Radio podcast. For the Checkpoint Radio crew, Robbie Landis, Norris Howard, and Joe Sloan, I'm Nate. Keep listening.
You've been listening to the Checkpoint Radio podcast. Make sure you subscribe to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, tune into our weekly radio show. For more information and the latest on esports and gaming, go to checkpointradio.com.